the snakes' venoms that they found. Can you believe it, Ricardo? Actually, one of them, if you go watch the show, it actually is a what's called phospholipase A2, the main component that killed COVID-19 patients. In fact, the University of Arizona said that one enzyme found in snake venom is what they found at the highest levels they've ever seen in human beings who were dying from COVID. In fact, they published their article and it's titled, "It Looks Like Venom Coursing Through the Body, the Blood of COVID-19 Patients Who Died." They said what they found in their blood is a neurotoxin, a brain toxin, that's extracted from rattlesnake venom, was at high levels in all the COVID-19 patients who died. Okay. All right. So how'd it get there? In the Italy study, it says they found phospholipase A2, this component of snake venom that was specifically sourced from a snake in Uruguay. It's called the Uruguayan coral snake venom. And my question was this to Jane Ruby and the rest of everybody. How many of these people in Italy from multiple country or multiple cities in Italy that had COVID-19 symptoms and then had coral snake venom from Uruguay in their blood and feces? How many of those Italy people do you think went to Uruguay and got bit by a coral snake? Or how many of those Uruguay coral snakes made their way to Italy and bit all these people there? Right. So you either have to propose that they are either, these are actually synthetic snake venoms, by the way. They know how to make these in labs. This is one of the things we talked about in the show. They have been synthetically manufacturing venoms that are just as biologically toxic as all the venoms in the animals. And when you expose a human to them, they're going to react the same way. If you expose it to an animal, they're going to expose the same way or express the same kinds of side effects and symptoms.